From the KBUT News Studio in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Kelly Dole with your local newscast for Friday, July 3rd. New claims for unemployment benefits went down again last week. More than 8,300 people filed for unemployment. That's down by more than 1,000 new claims from the previous week. Unemployment filings hit their peak in Colorado in mid-April when more than 100,000 people filed for unemployment in 1 week. The industries hardest hit by the state's COVID-19 economic crisis are food service, retail, healthcare, and manufacturing. A decision by the Colorado Supreme Court has sent political groups scrambling in their efforts to put questions on the ballot in November. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state's high court ruled that ballot initiatives must collect signatures in person. The decision on Wednesday reversed an order by Governor Jared Polis that had briefly allowed the groups to canvass by email and mail during the pandemic. That could mean trouble for campaigns that now have just weeks to collect signatures the old-fashioned way, which could get expensive. After the court decision, advocates for a progressive tax increase had to throw away hundreds of signatures. Here's Scott Wasserman, a leader of the campaign.
This is still doable. It will be a huge lift, and we are certainly David against Goliath. I think voters want this option on the ballot, and I think we owe it to them to have it on the ballot in November.
The campaign will turn to its volunteers and paid circulators as it races to the finish. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. Oil and gas opponents have suspended efforts to put a drilling setback measure on the November ballot. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The news comes after the Colorado Supreme Court struck down Governor Polis's plan to allow online signature gathering. The decision dashed the hopes of Safe and Healthy Colorado. The largely volunteer organization hoped to ask voters to ban all new oil and gas drilling within 2,500 feet of waterways and buildings. If that sounds familiar, it's because many of the same activists ran a nearly identical measure in 2018 and failed. In a statement, spokesperson Ann Lee Foster called the decision a blow to, quote, the people of Colorado, the right to petition the government, and the democratic process. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. Churches were among the first places to welcome people back as our region reopened, and that could have dire consequences. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
For some people of faith, gathering together is a central tenet of church. You bolster each other's beliefs, sing communally, and feel the transcendence of the moment. But churches have been at the center of a number of COVID-19 outbreaks across the country. Churchgoers are more susceptible than groups like protesters because congregants are in an enclosed space. And initial science says that significantly increases your chances of spreading the virus. Then there's singing. Katie Gostick is a University of Chicago infectious disease researcher.
If you're projecting your voice and expelling viral particles, they might be going further than they normally would, and they also might be sort of mixing with the air in a way that lets them stay suspended and sort of pose a greater infection risk.
On the other hand, initial analysis of outside protests suggests that sort of proximity did not lead to any significant spikes in the virus. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Tomorrow is the 4th of July, and celebrations are likely to look a little different than in previous years because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a press conference last week, Governor Jared Polis urged Coloradans to play it safe while celebrating Independence Day.
Stay with your immediate family or one other family group. You know, if you're going to be outside and watching fireworks or enjoying barbecue, just do it with your own family or group and do it at a safe distance for others.
However you celebrate it, KBUT wishes everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. For KBUT Community Radio News, I'm Kelly Dole. Thanks for tuning in.